Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey reporting the speed limit for those camera tickets is staying the same. But Seamus, the controversy goes on, doesn't it?
Yes. Good morning, Bob. It will continue. Mayor Lori Lightfoot rolled these limits down when she took office. It used to be able to go 10 miles an hour over these speed cameras, and first you'd get a warning, but you would never get a ticket. But she lowered it to 6 miles an hour. A bunch of her opponents in the city council made a push to change it. Would have been an embarrassment for the mayor. She argued it was a safety thing. They said, listen, these are going 2-1 to people in black and brown communities. But the safety argument won. There weren't enough folks out there that were willing to say, let's just raise the speed limit. So Lightfoot's plan survives this time. I wouldn't be surprised if we hear about it again. But you need to pay attention to where those cameras are, or legitimately just don't speed all the time.
The conservative think tank Illinois Policy Institute said speed camera tickets have not helped prevent fatal crashes. And then there is also some talk about the city council needing to ensure that those cameras are more equitably distributed. So we'll see what happens there. Let's move to Uptown and a big grant for a historical building there. Tell us about it, Seamus.
Right. This one's been going on for quite some time. There's a group called the Chicago Market that wants to open a food co-op in one of the great buildings in Uptown. This is the building underneath the Wilson L station. It's a stone building. It's been there for about 100 years. It got a complete overhaul about 6 years ago with plans of bringing some retail into it. But this Chicago Market is basically stalled. They've been going up and down trying to raise money for it. They've got about 2,000 members who have bought into this co-op. They would be co-owners. But just yesterday we found out that they got about almost the rest of the funding that they're going to need to start construction later this year. They've got a little bit more to piece together, but $5.2 million they got from a pandemic recovery program meant to help business districts. And this one is right in the Uptown district that could use a little bit of a hand. So they're excited for the money. They say Chicago Market could be open sometime next year with construction beginning potentially by the end of this year.
And I'm glad at Block Club Chicago you're giving due coverage to the Shoeshine King who passed away, and that spot he had at 338 North Central Avenue. I mean, and the customers were not only just your everyday folks, but some famous people too. Tell us about James Cole.
That's right. We always like to shine a spotlight on just some of the folks that make neighborhoods work. And James Cole certainly was a huge part of the Austin neighborhood. He opened his shoeshine stand called The Shine King in almost 60 years ago. He gave so many people in the neighborhood jobs. A lot of them went on to start their own businesses. If they needed a winter coat, he would take care of them. Sadly, Mr. Cole passed away July 11th. He was 78 years old. He leaves behind just a great legacy. His stores are still open on the west side. His son Vernon works out there. They give people some of their first jobs or when they move back into the neighborhood. He's Mr. Blue Collar. He was one of those guys that you just got along with everyone who walked in the door and treated them well and was really a pillar of the neighborhood. Even a certain Mr. Barack Obama has found his way into that store to get his shoes shine. And he said, you know what? He came in alone just like the rest of my customers. So
that's so great.
Yeah. So James Cole, Mayor, 78 years old.
Mayor Lightfoot, Harold Washington, among the customers there at 3205 West Madison. Have a good day. Thank you for the reporting, as always, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.